Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for hanging around with me today. And if you just got here, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about our next guest being on the show again. Don Cooper is our guest, a good friend. Don is one of the best that I know of in helping you put your best foot forward in the marketplace, whether it be customer service, whether it be salesmanship, whether it be marketing. He just does such a great job. He's in demand all the time, traveling all around the country and halfway around the world, and he's one of the best, and he's our good friend. Don Cooper, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back with us.
Good to be back, as always.
Yeah, it's good to have such an outstanding guru on our as a member of our Brain Trust. And, Don, one of the things that I told my audience we were going to talk about today is marketing. And what I said was, when I let them know you were coming, was that marketing is an area that small business owners are probably the worst at. And I think there are two reasons. Number one, because marketing is such a nebulous term. It's a term that most of us don't even know what it means.
Right.
And number two, and we don't have any background in it. We're not trained in that. And I have to put myself into that category. I'm not as good at it as I need to be. And number two, most of us don't have one nickel budgeted for marketing in our budget.
I would agree with everything you just said.
Well, then we don't have anything else to say, right?
Yeah, we're done. Okay.
but how are we going to fix that?
Well, the challenge is to understand the critical role of marketing and to recognize that marketing is not this expensive, complicated, nebulous thing that only experts can do.
And big companies.
Yeah. Marketing is, at its core, is very, very simple. It does not need to be expensive, and anybody can do it. I mean, if I can do marketing, anybody can do marketing. It's really not that complicated. The basic thing for small business owners to understand is that marketing is not just television commercials and radio commercials and Yellow Pages ads. Marketing is everything that you do to promote your business, to sell your goods and your services. So marketing includes the name you choose for your company.
Mm-hmm.
It includes the products you decide to carry.
The logos.
It includes your logo. It includes your hours of operation.
Could be your phone number.
Yeah.
Your website.
Yeah, an 800 number is a marketing tool. Or your website can be a marketing tool. Anything can be. Your customer service policies, the way that you invoice, the way that you handle customer disputes. Everything that convinces somebody they should buy from you is part of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's anything that you do to sell your stuff.
Mm-hmm. And is it also the things that you connect, that help you connect to them?
Yeah, exactly.
For example, I was helping somebody sell a business, a 54-year-old business one time. And the guy was complaining a little bit, the buyer was complaining a little bit about the blue sky that we were trying to make him pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was having a problem understanding the appreciation for that. I said, well, let me ask you a question. How much is a 54-year-old phone number worth? And guess what?
What?
He paid for the blue sky.
Yep, there you go. It's everything. It includes goodwill. It includes the trust that you built up with your customers, the good name you have with your prospects. All of that is part of marketing.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the problems, though, Don, is let's say that we've got people out there nodding their head. Well, I know all that. You didn't tell me anything I didn't know. But here's the next question, and I'd like for you to talk about this a little bit. How much of all of those components are you – how much time are you spending making sure that they're presented as a unified front and cohesively?
Well, most people aren't spending any time on that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the challenges. One of the biggest mistakes that most people make when it comes to marketing is that what they do is not consistent. They don't spend enough time on it. They don't spend enough energy. They don't really invest enough into it. So they market very little. They market inconsistently. There's no clear message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, part of marketing is establishing a reason why a prospect should do business with you.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, if you're going to give me your money, you need a good reason why.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people out there that, you know, you could choose from. Why me?
Stand by, Don. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the mistakes that we make, including me. I make them too, folks. I'm preaching to myself here, and Don probably is too. And now also, we're going to talk about how to fix this and how to do it effectively. 22. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. Beverly Williams will join us. She's an old friend of our good friend Don Cooper. In fact, Beverly introduced me to Don. And they've co-authored a book, by the way, which will be out a year from now. And so I'm looking for, or less than a year from now, actually, looking forward to being able to tell you more about that. But Beverly will join us. We're going to continue our series on success tips for home-based businesses. And then James Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, is going to join us. We're going to talk about Homeland Security and some things that he's got, he's been working on that I'd like for you to know about. Then after the governor, we'll be visiting with Joan Pride, who's the queen of Kiplinger. And she's senior editor over at the Kiplinger Editors, and she'll be with us after Governor Gilmore. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend Don Cooper. And Don, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
My website is www.doncooper.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
You'll find articles, tips, a whole bunch of stuff.
Some of the stuff we're talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's free stuff, right?
Yep, lots of free stuff on there.
Including how to find out more about what Don does and how he could help your organization, or come and be a speaker at maybe an event that you've got a keynote or something like that. So you can find out more about Don there at doncooper.com. Don, we were talking about some of the mistakes that people make with their marketing. Can you think of anything else that they do besides not even, I mean, I guess first we got to realize that they got to recognize that there is such a thing.
Yeah, that marketing needs to be done consciously and consistently. You made the comment that most people really don't spend much time on marketing or budget for it, and that's a big part of the problem. For most of us as small business owners, because I'm one, like you, and like most of your audience, we're spending so much time just trying to get orders filled and bills paid and take care of the administration of our business that marketing becomes an afterthought. But the businesses that really succeed are the ones that make marketing a priority.
They lead with marketing. They don't. It's not an afterthought. They lead with it.
They budget for it. They plan for it. They build time into their month, their week, their day to actively engage in proactive marketing.
What about this mistake? Not understanding the difference between marketing and advertising.
That's a big one. Most people tend to confuse the two, and they think that marketing is simply whatever you spend money on for advertising. That's not the case.
Right.
Marketing is all kinds of things.
Right.
It's just a matter of getting your name out there and building up trust with people and persuading them to buy from you.
Marketing is more like of an image building. It's more getting your brand penetrating in the market. It's more of identifying and featuring your business and getting the message out there, consistent message out there. And that may not, I'm sure that's not the best definition you could have, folks, but advertising to me is where you go after, you have a specific message, probably a call to action, you're focusing on a certain thing, and you're trying to drive measurable response.
Yeah, advertising is one subset of marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And basically advertising is any time that you are paying somebody to mass distribute some kind of a sales-oriented message
mm-hmm.
to a large group. And marketing can include that, but it's not limited to that.
Right.
You know, if you do a great job for one of your customers, well, that's part of marketing.
Could you think of marketing as the umbrella?
Yeah.
And advertising is under the umbrella?
Exactly.
All right.
And customer service is under the umbrella as well.
Mm-hmm.
And along with things like networking.
And your website.
And your web
website, activity, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And the way you answer the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody in your organization answers the phone and they're sounding like, "Hi, how you doing? What can I do for you?"
Right.
Now, that is marketing working against you.
Right.
Because it's convincing somebody not to buy from you. Whereas if somebody answers the phone and says, "Hi, welcome, you know, thank you for calling," and engages you and answers your questions and takes care of you, makes you feel comfortable, that's positive marketing. That works to help persuade someone to buy from you.
Sometime during the month, somebody needs to compliment you on how well your phone is answered.
Ideally.
I think that's one of my goals here in this office. And I know people, and that's the reason I haven't, and I don't want to get off on this too much, but it's one of my pet peeves, and that's the automated answering system.
Oh, I hate them.
I can't stand them.
And that's why a live human being answering the phone is a marketing tool.
I don't understand small business owners who have automated answering systems. Do you?
No. I think that the personal touch is so important, and it's one of our biggest advantages. One of the
exactly
things
right.
that people hate about doing business with large corporations is that it's so impersonal. We get the feeling they don't care, there's no human touch, and a small business can outdo a big business every time by just being personal. And that is a huge marketing edge. And we need to understand that.
Another thing, Don, that I want to bring in the thoughts of a friend of mine and a member of our Brain Trust, Peter Meyer, who's written a book called Creating and Dominating New Markets. And he's talking about small business owners creating and dominating new markets. He actually believes, he's got me believing, that small business owners can dominate at least a market in their area.
Absolutely.
But you can't dominate anything if you don't know how to leverage what you have to offer through your marketing.
Yeah, look at Starbucks. Starbucks started as a little tiny company, and then it got huge. But part of the reason that it stays successful is that it still thinks like a small company. It tries to be personal, mm-hmm. and it focuses on serving its local community. At the same time, there are a lot of other companies out there that are dominating Starbucks in their communities by doing the same things.
Don, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to talk to us about making sure that we're marketing to the right audiences. And also, I think you've got some tools, some marketing tools that you can offer us. And we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don Cooper is our guest. And this is Steely Dan taking us off. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don Cooper is our guest. We're talking about marketing. Don, what do we need to know about the audience that we're trying to reach? Is it everybody?
No. Nobody can effectively market to everyone. Even Microsoft can't do it.
Right.
You've got to figure out who your audience is, in large part because the message won't resonate with everyone the same way. For example, you mentioned Beverly Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly and I are friends, and we're co-authors.
Mm-hmm.
But we have very little actually in common. She is an older, married female living in a rural part of Maryland out in mm-hmm. the East Coast.
Can I quote you on that first part there?
Probably phrased it nicer than
she's
I just
older
did.
She's older than you. Another generation.
Yeah, let's put it that way.
She's in another generation.
Well, she's
you.
A grandmother.
Yeah, that's right.
She's a young grandmother. I'll
that's
say. She's
that's right. That's right.
And she's great.
Trying to get you off the hook there.
Thank you. Whereas I'm a young single male. I live in an urban area in Colorado. So she and I have very different needs, very different values, different experiences, different priorities. You know, she lives in a log cabin in a rural area. I live in an apartment, in a condominium, in an urban area. So we've got completely different needs. So a marketing piece that's targeted at one of us will be ignored by the other of us.
Right.
So you can't try to hook everybody with the same message because you've got to identify what's important to to that target audience. What do they want? What do they need? What do they care about? What do they fear? What are they concerned about? And when you understand that, you can create a message that addresses those particular needs.
And he's still not talking about advertising, folks. Don't think he's, because I know what you might be thinking, well, he's talking about an advertising piece, but he's not. He's talking about, and the thing is, it might be the same company, but if they're projecting an image to you and to Beverly, they've got to show two different faces of that image, don't they?
Exactly.
Two different sides of that image.
Exactly. You got to figure out what's important to your target audience, and then create a message that addresses what those things are.
Mm-hmm. For example, if you'll notice, when you travel around the country and you see a Ford commercial, for example, they'll have it's not exactly an advertisement for a product. Maybe it's just something that they're talking about the company itself,
right,
which is more of an image building, more which is more marketing. They'll have a different approach in the Northeast than they will out in the West or in the South.
Absolutely. Because those markets are very, very different. Mm-hmm. You can't treat mm-hmm. everyone the same. So
different
you have to
audiences.
Understand who your market is, and then you can market to them accordingly.
Mm-hmm. What about some tools? What are some useful marketing tools that you found?
Lord, there's dozens of them. There's so many different things you can do. Here's a few free things that pretty much anybody can do. One of my coolest tactics that I teach people is find a website that somehow relates to what you do or relates to what your customers are interested in, and email a link to that site to all of your prospects and all of your customers. Just a little note saying, hey, I found this site. Might be interested. So, for example, if you sell camping gear,
mm-hmm.
go out and find some website out there on the Internet that relates to camping. Use that as an excuse to communicate with all your customers.
Right.
That's marketing. There's no sales message there. You're not saying, hey, buy from us, but you're putting your name in front of your prospects and your customers,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing so in a positive way. And it's free. So that's one of my favorite marketing tools. A great thing is a frequent buyer card.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to a coffee shop or a haircutting place or a subs shop, all these places have frequent buyer cards now. You buy 10, you get one free, something
My
like
favorite
that.
Pizza place does that.
All kinds of places do it, and it's a great tactic because the people who are already your customers are the ones that are easiest to sell to again.
That's right.
And you give them any incentive.
You've already got them in there once, and they're coming back. Let's make sure they
again.
Come back.
You can print cards on your home computer, on your your printer there
right.
in your office.
And that costs you a little bit
in terms of the freebie
that you gave away, but if you didn't have to spend money on advertising to get them back in, maybe it's cheaper to give them a free meal than it is to spend a lot of money on advertising.
Exactly. It's way cheaper to keep selling to an existing customer than to go out and find a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Way easier. Go out and speak to service clubs. Every town has a whole bunch of service clubs, Kiwanis, Optimus, Rotary, Lions. They need speakers every week.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and speak on a subject that relates to what you do, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and you get to mention who you are. It's great exposure.
Don, I'm going to have to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Jim.
Good job today. I'm Jim Blassingame, folks. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.